T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Welcome everyone to this episode of the Palmetto Guardian. I'm Sergeant Chelsea Weaver, and today we are going to talk about something that is very important, especially if you are a college student. So I have a guest with me today. I'm going to have him introduce himself, and then we're going to go into today's topic.
Yes, I'm retired Sergeant Major Paul Meade. I'm the Education Service Officer for the National Guard. I also manage the College Assistance Program, or the State Tuition Program.
Awesome. So today specifically, we are talking about the College Assistant Program, or what other people know as CAP. So can you kind of explain what CAP is?
So the College Assistance Program is the state tuition. It's lottery money. It's funded through the lottery to pay for in-state schools. It'll pay for bachelor's degrees. If you have an associate's degree or you have a bachelor's degree and you want to get a second associate's, it'll pay for that. It also pay for academic certifications.
Awesome. So with me being in public affairs and I don't want to go get another degree, I could use the CAP for like a certificate program type thing?
For certificates, it has to be an academic certificate through an institution. So as long as it's a credit based, yes, you can.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay. So how much does CAP pay?
Okay. Some of the big news is it just increased. So beginning this fall, it's going to academic year, it's going to pay $12,000 an academic year. An academic year is fall, spring, and summer. So that breaks down to $4,000 per semester if you're a full-time student.
Okay. So you have to be a full-time student who goes to school fall, spring, and summer in order to receive CAP.
So you can be part-time. It's just prorated.
Okay.
So $4,000 is if you're a full-time student. If you're part-time, then you'll get $2,000 a semester. But if you're looking to receive the full $12,000, then yes, you have to go full time all three semesters.
Okay, so with CAP increasing from the original $5,500 per academic year to $12,000 per academic year, is this a change for this fiscal year only?
So right now it is in a proviso. So yes, it is for this upcoming academic year, which begins in fall. We will be filing some more requests later this year to try to make it a permanent fixture, but right now it is for 1 year.
Okay. So then once that year's up, it could potentially go back to what it originally was, or it could stay where it's at?
If the budget's not approved through legislation, then yeah, but that's, we don't know what's going to happen yet.
So. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
I know the education benefits, especially for our state, it's always up in the air. So it's nice that they're finally offering or able to offer more to help further education. So hopefully, fingers crossed that it'll continue.
Yeah, like I was saying, we're trying to make it a permanent change, but right now we're going with what we can get.
Yeah. Hey, something's better than nothing sometimes. So so who exactly is eligible for CAP?
So if you're a National Guardsman or Airman, because this does apply to Air Guard also, as long as you're an active drilling member, you have completed your MOS school, you're MOS qualified, and going to a state headquarters school, and big thing is not being flagged. If you're flagged, you cannot use it. Those are the simple things. Now, when it comes to the degree side of the house, like I alluded to earlier, if you have a bachelor's, you can get a lesser degree. You can get an associate's as long as you've never had one associate's degree, or if you have an associate's degree, it's at least 5 years old. Unfortunately, if you have a master or going for a master's, CAP does not pay for that. That's another change I'm trying to work with, but right now it's undergraduate only.
So CAP eligibility is for current members who are in the National Guard. It's not like retirees or anything like that.
That is correct. You have to be actively drilling.
So with that, is CAP something that you can pass on to a dependent, or it's only used for the service member?
No, right now it's only the service member. We have been kicking that can, seeing if it transferred, or kind of like the Chapter 33 tab. But right now, my goal is to get the current changes permanent, and to get some additional, like get graduate degrees included and stuff. So those are what we're looking for now. But no, you cannot transfer it.
So I know you've talked a little bit about the degrees and stuff like that and going for like an associate's bachelor's, but can you go a little bit more in depth of what programs are eligible for CAP?
Any degree, if it's academic based, like if you're getting semester hours, then, and it's going through a public institute or a public or private state headquartered institution, it qualifies. It only limits to the soldier or if they've got a degree or not. If you've got more than 130 hours, you're good. Even though federal tuition stops at 130, CAP does not. So it will continue to go. The biggest thing is with that is your lifetime or your academic year and lifetime max. Those are the only limitations on a degree. Certification-wise, if it's going through an institution and it has credit base, then you're good. But if it's a non-degree seeking or a non-credit hour certifications, right now you cannot use CAP for it. That's another change I'm trying to get in.
Okay. So as a technician, there are certain benefits that I'm not able to use. Are technicians who are service members able to apply for CAP?
Absolutely. MDAE, tech, or AGR can use it, officer or enlisted.
Okay. I wish I would have known that whenever I did, like, which I don't know if it would have qualified, but I did a graphic design certificate thing and the technician program paid for it. But could I have then applied for CAP, or would CAP pay for that?
It depends. Where did it go through?
I think it was Midlands Tech.
Then yes, you could have.
Oh, that's good to know for the future. So on here, you have a couple questions about master's degree. You kind of already touched on it. Is there anything else that you want
to... No, that's pretty much it. If you have a bachelor's and you're going for a master's, there's nothing we can do for that. If you have a master's, you cannot go back and get a bachelor's or an associate's. Once you get that graduate degree, you're done with FTA and CAP for that matter. But because the program was originally designed for an undergraduate only, that's why it cannot go... Once you go up, you can't go back unless you have that bachelor's degree. You can go down. So
okay.
So the biggest takeaway on that is master's degree, can't use CAP for anything else, no certificate or lesser degree.
So today we're specifically talking about CAP, but within the education office, there are lots of benefits for service members to use to further their education. And like I was saying, we're specifically talking about CAP right now, but can you use CAP with the other education benefits that the Guard offers?
Absolutely. So you can combine the college CAP, you can use FTA and GI Bill all at the same time. The only limitation is every school has what's called the cost of attendance. That's the maximum financial aid you can receive at any institution. So if you're using all those and then say you've got a HOPE or a Life Scholarship and a Pell Grant or whatever the case, and you hit that cost of attendance, they cut your financial aid off. So if they have not applied CAP by that point, then you wouldn't get any CAP because you have no bill left to pay for it. So that's the only limitations, cost of attendance.
So is CAP paid directly to the school then?
So yes, the CAP, the way it works is basically you apply and then I process it and verify your eligibility and it goes into a web portal for the Commission on Higher Education. At that point, I'm done with it. I can't affect any payments or anything. The school will then go into that same portal and pull their eligibility roster. They'll verify enrollment status so they know whether to invoice for $4,000, $2,000, $1,000, whatever the case is. And they send an invoice to the Commission on Higher Education. The Commission on Higher Education will verify the soldier has not reached their lifetime max. And then they send the funds to the school. At that point, the school will apply it to the soldier's account. They will deduct whatever they need to. And then whatever's left over is refunded to the soldier.
Okay.
So that's it in a nutshell. And again, I said this earlier, this applies to airmen also. So I want to make sure the Air Guard.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I was trying to say National Guard. That way that yeah. We're not specific to us because at Bluff Road, we're very Army heavy.
Yes.
And so we don't get to interact a lot with the Air Guard side unless you work out at McIntyre and all that kind of stuff. So definitely. Now, do you guys, is there an education office at McIntyre, or do they still come to you guys here?
No, they actually go through the Air Guard.
Okay.
Senior Master Sergeant Kenneth Monroe is one of the point of contacts, along with Master Sergeant Edmonds. I don't have their numbers right here, but those are the point of contacts on the Air Guard side. They are on the website. If you went to the Commission on Higher Education CAP website, it has their information, and it's also on the flyer and the QR code for their information.
Okay, so if an airman comes to your office, would you just direct them to those points of contact?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. So I think one of the most important questions that everybody's wondering about is, how do you apply?
Okay. Application's simple. You can do it from your phone. You can do it from your computer. No CAT card required for it. All you do is go to this website, which is chesc.sc.gov/SCNGCAP. Now, the application window is from 1 June to 1 August. You must apply every year between that time frame. Now, if you apply between 1 June and 1 August and you meet all the eligibility criteria, then I'm going to approve you for the whole academic year, fall, spring, and summer. So you do not have to reapply in the second window. If you, for some reason, miss the 1 June to 1 August window, there is a second application window from 20 November to 15 December. If you apply within that time frame, it will only be effective for the first spring and summer of the upcoming year. You will not receive funding for the fall. So make sure you apply between 1 June and 1 August.
One thing with you saying that, it made me think about being flagged. What happens if you apply for CAP, you are approved for it, and then sometime during the school year, you get flagged? How does that work?
Okay, so if I approve you for the, say, you're good for the August, October, you get flagged for ACFT failure or something. What will happen is you will receive the funding for that fall because you were eligible on the course start date. However, I will suspend it for spring. And you will get a notification. I will email you saying you've been flagged, blah, blah, blah. The second part of the email will say, let me know if this flag's removed before the semester start date, which would be in January. If it's removed, then I reinstate your eligibility. But if it's not removed on the semester start date, then you will not receive funding for that semester.
Okay. So if you take a PT test or whatever the case may be where you get flagged, but then within that time period, if you are unflagged because you met the requirements, then you're fine.
Yeah, correct. Okay. I will just change it back in the system as eligible, and you'll get the funding.
Okay. Well, this has been very short, sweet, to the point, but is there anything else that maybe I didn't ask or that we didn't talk about that we should put out about the CAP program or applying, I guess?
No, it's pretty straightforward. The biggest takeaways, make sure you apply in the window. If come to August, I get a lot of emails saying, hey, I missed the window. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing I can do about it. Just advise you to apply next window. And the funding increase, great. It's going to be awesome for the soldiers. Give them that extra money, and that's 100% tuition paid. So those are the biggest takeaways.
All right. So like he was saying, the application process is already open, so 1 June to 1 August. We're in July. By the time this comes out, it's probably going to be mid-July. So make sure that you're following up with the education office or checking the website. I know that there's information on there as well. But before we head out, could you just give everybody your information so that they can contact you if they have any questions?
Absolutely. So my desk phone number is 803-299-2734. And my email address is paul.j.mead2.civ@army.mil.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come talk with me. And I know that we're going to have other individuals from the education office to come in and talk about other benefits that service members can use for their education. So I really appreciate you stopping in, and we're looking forward to having those other individuals come in and talk about those benefits. So if you're listening, make sure you come back to get more information, because I know there's going to be a lot of deadlines for applying for different things. There's going to be different requirements for applying and stuff like that. So don't miss out. Don't contact them the day after the deadline. Right. Make sure you get it in beforehand. because I know I've heard a lot of stories where people just lost out on different benefits, but I mean, it's on the service members to be able to get that information, do what they need to do, and it's their responsibility for their education benefits. So,
and for updated flyers and information, follow us on Facebook at SCARNG Education. We put all the information out there. You got your flyers, application dates, times, deadlines, websites, etc.
Also, when you're at drill, check the armory, because I know mm-hmm. that not just education, but there's typically flyers plastered all over the walls for different things. So they're not just there just to be there. Like, they're there for important information. So definitely make sure that when you're at drill, ask the questions, reach out to the people who, if you don't know the answer to the question, find the right person to reach out to.
Yes.
Don't let it slip through the cracks, because I know sometimes I can procrastinate, but definitely be on top of it, because having these education benefits is a reason why a lot of service members enlist. And mm-hmm. so it's definitely beneficial for you to use them and get the education that you're trying to achieve.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, again, thank you for stopping in, and we look forward to having the rest of your team in here.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.